How y'all doing out there today? I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. You out enjoying the beautiful weather. Woo! Today is Tuesday, y'all. That's right, August the 20th, 2013. And this is Let's Talk About Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And we got us a very hot show for you today, man. I'm telling you, this show is so hot. I got the fire extinguisher sitting right here next to me. So, yeah. So, in other words, we going to get busy today, y'all. You know what I mean? Now, if you want to participate and try and be a fireman or whatever, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Yeah. And don't forget the chat room. Oh, don't forget the chat room. www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. Man, we got some things going on. We got a pastor down in Waco telling his congregation, members of his congregation, that, how can we say it? Oh, no weed in my church. That's going to be a hot one. We got the New York City mayor thinking about fingerprinting people who live in the projects. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, we have the main topic. You know, whose curriculum / agenda are you following? And I'm telling you, this show is going to be on fire. So what I want you to do right now is go on and get that cup of joe, you know, that glass of wine, your cup of water, your snuff, whatever you need to relax. Because this today's show is going to be hot. The conversation is going to be popping. And you know what? I'm ready for it. Kim Success, I see you out there. Thank you for joining us today. Guest 1451, welcome to the show. And of course, my ride or die. Miss DP, I see you. I see you. All right, y'all. So what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? I'm telling you, it is a great day. I'm feeling wonderful. I'm having a ball. And we're about to have some fun. We are. You know, I'm going to tell you now, the conversations probably get a little, may get a little heated today. Because, you know, everybody has their opinion on certain things. But you know what? It's all good. Because during the middle of the conversation, hopefully we can, you know, somebody can get something out of it. That's right. That's what it's all about. Knowledge, knowledge. You know, make you think a little bit. Look at your life. That's right. Make you look at your life a little bit. But you know what? It's all good. We're going to have us some fun. All right. So, with that being said, let's see what we're going to do, huh? Let's see what we're going to do. I know. JP, I see you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. All right. So, before we get started, let's go on and get with the particulars and get the little regular stuff out the way. House rules are as follows. When you call in, act as an adult. Do not personally attack anyone, and you will not be personally attacked back. Now, if you happen to call in to the show, and you come in throwing haymakers, they're going to throw haymakers back. I'm just going to put it that way. So if you call in and you're a little weak or a little sensitive, you may kind of want to check that before you call in, okay? Because we go hard. Yeah, we go hard. We really do. And, oh, man, we are going overtime today. I'm telling y'all now, we're going overtime. And in the overtime session, I'm going to drop a bomb. I mean, something wow. And if you're in the D.C. area, Maine, New Hampshire, you may want to hear this. But that's later on in the show. So, wow, that's it. You know, basically act as an adult when you call in. This is an adult show. Let me go on and put this out too. Okay, this is an adult show. And on this show, adult things are said. All right? So I don't want nobody getting all upset that I can't believe they said that. I can't believe. Well, we are all adults and we say adult things. Okay. Now, listen. Let me remind you. I do not allow any disrespect. Okay. I don't allow that. Whether you male or female, you know, I've been accused of, you know, being a white knight. Protecting the women, but I'm just not about the disrespect, whether you're man or woman. Nobody, you will not be disrespected on the show. Okay? Number two, if you have beef with someone on another show, let it stay on that other show. All right? Don't bring it here because we're not doing that. That's right. Some of these things I shouldn't have to say, but I find out the more I do shows, the more I have to let people know what's really going on. Okay? All right, now, and those are the house rules. They're simple, but you find it's so amazing how some people just don't get it. You know, they just do not get it. But it's okay. It's okay because we be riding, man. We're going to ride today. We're going to ride hard. When the crew get in, yeah, it's going to be hot and popping. Of course, I'm going to ride hard whether they're here or not. So, like I say, I hope y'all ready. All right, so that was the house rules. Now, but since those are the way, yeah, y'all notice I'm kind of rolling today because, man, I want to go on and get some of these topics I'm talking about because I am ready. I'm told y'all this show today is going to be so hot. I got a fire extinguisher sitting right here next to me just in case I have to put out some of the flames. That's right. All right, here's the quote of the day. And man, boy, do some of us need to really, really pay attention to this. I mean, in the worst way. And it kind of goes with what we were talking about yesterday. You know, don't let the past ruin your future. You know what I mean? The present. Don't let the past ruin your present, which will eventually affect your future. Now, that's what we were talking about yesterday. Benny, I see you. What's going on? But here's the quote of the day, y'all. Yesterday is not yours to recover, but tomorrow is yours to win or lose. And that was by Lyndon Johnson. Yeah, do you understand what that's saying? Huh? Do you know what that means? Yesterday, this will break it down a little bit. Just a little bit there. All right, let's see. Yesterday is not ours to recover. Why is that? Because it's gone. It's over with. Bye-bye. See you later. Sayonara. Avita Zane. That's right. It's gone. You will never get to yesterday back. You won't. Now, there's only one time in life where you can live the same day twice. But that is involving flying over to Asia or Korea. That's the only time. But you can change nothing in that day. Whether you go back or forward, you still can't change what happened the day before. All right? You understand? So yesterday is not ours to recover at all. At all. It's done with. It's over. That's right. And you know, a lot of us have trouble because we fail to realize that. Too many of us are trying to recover the past or we can't do it. We can't do it. Once it's gone, it's gone. Hopefully, we can learn a little from it, but you will never get the past back. You can't. I mean, it's physically impossible. But yet we still, some of us still live in with that mentality that we can go back and get what happened in the past and change it. Huh? Huh? No. It's called the past for the reason. It's called yesterday for a reason. Now, once we start getting that in our head, we'd be real good. All right? Now, let's take a look at the rest of this quote. But tomorrow is ours to win or lose. Now, those last three words are something else. Win or lose. Now, everybody want to be a winner, right? Everybody strives to win at whatever you're doing. Right? But here's the thing. If you still try to recover yesterday, then tomorrow you are going to lose because you haven't figured out that there's nothing you can do about yesterday. Nothing. But learn from it and improve today and tomorrow. Did that make any sense to y'all? It makes some sense to me. I mean, it may have sounded a little crazy, but it made sense to me. What you think about that, Kim? Did that make a little sense, Benny? Huh? Y'all tell me. Am I making any sense here today? But, you know, that's, oh, man, that is a good one there. But tomorrow is ours to win or lose. As long as we remember that yesterday is yesterday. We can learn from it, but we can never go back and get it again. You can't do that. I'm just saying. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm making sense or not. I'm waiting for somebody to tell me. DB, am I making any sense? Huh? Am I making any sense? I don't know. But anyway, so that was the quote of the day. Thank you, Benny. Benny says, sounds reasonable enough. Okay. Well, Benny said it, I'm all right then. Shell Bell, I see you. Welcome to the show. All right. Now, since we have done the quote of the day, and I broke the quote of the day down a little bit, it's time to get on with the song of the day. Now, this song of the day, man, I tell you, man, I remember I may be telling my age a little bit, but I remember this song when I was a teenager, man. Oh, I'm telling you. And we used to party off of it, too. Really. But you know, one thing about this song, it explains a lot of what the young people today are all about. It really is. You know, and I just have to let y'all hear the song. I do. And when we come back, I'll talk about it a little bit more. So, without further ado, y'all, here's the song of the day.
They
All right, y'all. That is I Want to Be Rich by Calloway. That's an old song right there, boy. That's an old song. But guess what? It may be old, but it holds true today. Our young people, that's all that they want to be rich. They don't want to work for it, though. You know what I mean? They don't want to. Hey, there's some of the adults out there like that, too. Always looking for that quick buck, that dang old money. But who's willing to put the work in? You know? And the bad thing about it, they want the money so fast, they fall for any scheme there is. You know what I mean? And adults, we're bad about that too. Somebody come along, think about it. You have all these sites out there where you can make money quick. You can do this. Whether it's on the internet, selling something, or what have you. Guaranteed. People show you how much money they made, you know, and you get all excited, like, I can take that, until you actually start doing it. Oh, the other part is, before they tell you how much it costs to get started in it, then your philosophy about, I want to get rich fast, kind of fades, because you've been hit by reality. Oh, my goodness. Did y'all hear that word? Reality. Yeah, reality. Let me explain something to you. You know, here it is. It's simple, y'all. Anything worth having is going to take some work. All right? There's no way you're going to just pop up and make money like flowing water. It's not going to happen. Now, I know some of you out there saying, well, there's always the lottery. Yeah, but look what happens to most people who use the lottery, win the lottery. Within a few years, they're broke back where they started at, because they were not used to having money. Now, the thought is always good. You know what I mean? I want to be rich. But here's the thing. How do you want to become rich? And then what is your definition of rich? Is it having millions and millions of dollars? Is that being rich? Okay, here and I guess on Earth it is, to a certain extent. But what about the rest of it? Huh? What about your morals and your values? Is that going to play a part in this whole thing somewhere? You know, now if you're willing to put in the work and become a self-made millionaire, I'm happy for you. I'll give you a hand clap and all that good stuff. Heck, you can hire me. But if you're going to go out there and try and get everything the fast way, it's not going to last, people. It's not. You know, and here's a thought. You know, when I was growing up, we weren't the richest people in the world. Really? I remember getting school shoes from the flea market. Now, listen, they're getting, you know, yeah. I know our bicycles came from the auction house. Okay? But to me, we were rich. You know, I think being rich is all a state of mind, basically. You don't have to have millions of dollars. You don't have to have the finest cars. Those are just all material things. But if you're rich inside, you feel that you're rich inside yourself, then you're rich no matter what. Kim Success says, in my opinion, gold here on earth is meant to be shared. Okay. All right. But, you know, I'm just saying. Of course, these are only my opinions. And, you know, like everybody say, you know, like a butthole, everybody has one, right? I mean, you may not agree with it, but I think it's a good thing. Les, I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining us today. So now that was the song of the day. I Want to Be Rich by Calloway. And I just thought I'd throw a little something in there also. You know, and get my opinion on being rich. Being rich is a state of mind, you know? Oh, Lord. You're right, Benny. They sure will. Okay, so, anyway, that's enough of that. Being rich is a state of mind. You know, you don't have to have the finest of things to be rich, okay? And plus, you know, I know somebody saying, oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. He forgot the most important part. That's right. I ain't forget it. I did not forget it. Hey, the richest person I know is the one that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and follows his teachings and strives to be like him. Now, then you can truly say, if you really know the man, no, let me change this. Because you know what? My pastor said something a little while ago, and that is the problem they use so they would not want to share. And it was funny. My pastor said, you know what? Anybody can get to know Jesus, but does he know you? And that is where the rubber hits the road. Mr. Economics, welcome to the show. All right. So remember that. Anybody can say, you know, yeah, I know Jesus, but does Jesus know you? Yeah, I'm sure there's a verse somewhere in the Bible where he will tell you, get thee hence, for I know you not. I don't know where to find it at, but I know it's there. Okay? All right. So anyway, I've said my, I've done my preaching for the day. I know that somebody gonna say that. He in there preaching again. Wow. Why he always got to be preaching? Oh, anyway. Okay. So here's what I want to talk about. Enjoying life. Welcome to the show. Long time no see. All right. Y'all ready for this? Here's the first topic we're gonna talk about today. And it fits right into the main topic of the day. It really does. But before I go into that, this is Les Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. You want to join the conversation? No problem. Phone lines are open, 347-838-8622. Email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com, go to the search engine box and put in Mr. Talk, all one word, and you're in the chat room. And we have some great conversations in the chat room. I just want y'all to know that, okay? All right. And I'm also on Twitter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, Driven4Life62, all one word, at Twitter.com. All right. Since we have all that out of the way, let's get on with this. Pastor tells female staff not to wear weave to church. Oh, my goodness. Talking about a curriculum and an agenda. All facts, I see. I see. All right. Okay. And I had discussions about this on my Facebook page also. Y'all want to check out those conversations, just go to EricLessTalk@Facebook.com. All right. Here it is. Pastor A.J. Amir of Resurrecting Faith in Waco, Texas, believes if it did grow from your scalp, it doesn't belong there. He told American Preachers that he instructed his female staff to stop wearing weave because our black women are getting weave trying to be something and someone they are not. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Let me say it again. Our black women are getting weaves trying to be something and someone they are not. Mm-mm-mm. There you go. Thank you, Benny. Matthew 7:23. Adam, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Hey, you know what? If anybody seen Goofy, tell the Goofy he needs to come on back home now. You know, he's been gone a long time now. I don't know if he ran away or whatever, but he need to get on back over here. Anyway, and the pastor also said, be real with yourself is all I'm saying. I don't want my members to focus on what's on their heads and not in their heads. I need a church where my members are struggling financially. I mean really struggling. Yet, a 26-year-old mother in my church has a $300 weave on her head. No, I will not be quiet about this. Now, that's the pastor of the church saying this, okay? Now, of course, as always, you're going to have someone who's going to argue the point. And, of course, it's those who probably sell the hair, number one. But Veronica Wells of Madam Noor thinks Amir should stick to preaching the gospel and keep his hair tips to himself, writing, wearing weave doesn't equate low self-esteem or a person's mind is inherently shallow and lacks substance, no more than it means a woman who wears her own hair or is natural is somehow enlightened. But yet it does. Clutch Magazine said, had this to say, while I sympathize with his concern about his parishioners' financial struggles, I wonder if the good pastor is equally outspoken on truly important issues like safe sex, education, HIV testing, and political involvement. All right, now, those are the two instances where someone came back and just didn't agree with the pastor on this. Well, here's what I'm going to say about it. And y'all may not agree with me, but, you know, it's amazing how when somebody says something that makes a little bit of sense, everybody want to jump on just the main issue that has been mentioned. But as we always say on this show, Mr. Economist says, sounds like a lot of religion law with little compassion and grace. He seems to look at the financial aspect of the hair issue. Well, no, this is what this man is saying. Okay. Now, we know that we're all struggling in this particular church. Everybody's struggling financially, right? Now, and here's what I put on my page when somebody came back at me with some craziness. It's simple. How many members in this church are unemployed, receiving welfare, having multiple babies 3 and 4 times? I mean, you know, pushing out babies every year. And then they want to come to the church and ask for help. Well, here's the issue with that. If you're struggling this bad, you know what I'm saying? If you are really struggling this bad, how can you afford a $300 weave on your head? And then you have to look at the other part of this also. You know, society has pushed it now to where, if you ever notice the commercials or song and dance shows or whatever, what do you see? You see, especially black women, whole black women with long flowing hair and they twirling it and it's flying everywhere. Now, and here's what I'm going to say about that. That is the agenda that was placed upon us, or the curriculum placed upon us by who? Who did that? Who said we had to have long flowing hair to get anywhere? Huh? To make ourselves look better. Black women are some of the most beautiful women on the face of this earth. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is what I'm saying. The media aspect of it, the media has placed this bug in the hair, in the head, to where to do anything or to be to boost their ego, they have to have long flowing hair. Sisters' hair is beautiful anyway. You know? Why are we doing that? You know, our hair grows naturally. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. But since we have people such as Beyonce, you know, Nicki Minaj, who else? There's a whole bunch of them out there that's wearing other people's hair, other animals' hair. And that's the part about it. All of it is not real. Most of it belongs to an animal. So I feel that the pastor is correct in letting it be known. You know, there's a message there, but everybody just want to look at what he told them not to. They couldn't wear no weave like he paying for it. No, what he's trying to tell you, you don't need to put on other people to have self-esteem. You don't need to act like somebody else. Just be yourself. Hey, look, it's simple. If you want your hair long and flowing, do what we used to do. Do what they used to do back in the day. Get that hot comb, put it on the stove, and do some work. I'm just saying. But it's all yours. Understand what I'm saying? It's all yours. In the long run, it don't really help your head. It doesn't. All facts say if a preacher look at someone coming to his church and judge them on their wear, what can he tell me? I'm going for him or for me. Uh-huh. Okay. Going to church is acting like someone else, Jesus. What? Okay. All right, Mike. But y'all may not agree with me, but I'm just putting it out there. I think the pastor is right. I really do. Especially now, I can see if it's somebody church like Eddie Long or what's their name? What's their man name in Dallas? What's his name? Cleflo Dollar Church, and a couple other mega, you know, where apparently the congregation is not, you know, they're high sedity, you know, high class. So, you know, everybody in there flowing their hair. And you know what, though? It's amazing how all of a sudden our black women decided, a lot of them decided, well, I'm going natural. Ooh, I applauded that. But what happened then? They couldn't take it. They couldn't take not having that other stuff in their head. That is crazy. If you're struggling financially, how are you affording to go? Yeah, T.D. Jakes, thank you. How can you afford to go and pay? I mean, and here's the thing. this is the thing that really tickles me. Women will go and sit in a chair for 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours to have this stuff put in their head. I'm not understanding that. How do you do that? And you pay $200, $300 for somebody else to put it in your head. You can take that $200, $300 and buy some grocery for your kids. You know, buy some clothes for your kids. Hey, put it away in a savings account. Oh, Lord. Mike in the chat room says, her look makes the preacher horny. His wife don't want that woman in her church. Whatever, Michael. I blame the preacher wife. I bet you money. Oh. All right, Mike. Thanks, Adam. Mike, you just crazy. Oh, yes, I agree, Kim. Hair is a billion-dollar industry. But, you know, we have to be financially smart about some things. You know, if you can't afford to feed your children for the whole month, but yet every 2 weeks you're going to get somebody else's hair put in your head and spending $100 and $200, there is something wrong with that. And I do believe that is what the pastor was trying to say. All right, he already mentioned that the congregation was struggling financially, really struggling. He look out there at the parishioners, and he sees somebody in the front with a weave, you know, $300 weave job. Mr. Economist say, if we go down this road, the pastor has to mention clothes, cars, where you live, jewelry, etc. Well, you know what, Mr. Economist? Here it is. He probably know what kind of cars they wear. He probably know where the majority of his members wear. That's why he is making this statement. No, these are things he has already observed. So I'm sure he's just not blowing off steam. You know? And Adam has a good point. Food is more important than a hair job. Now, to us, yeah, it is. But to some people out there, it's not that way. They'd rather have their hair done and beg for food. You know, and y'all know it's true. I'm not saying nothing, anything that's not true. I'm not. And so that's all the pastor was saying. Look, let's put priority where priority need to be. All right? I'm aware that we're struggling around here. But you sitting up here with all that weave in your head that you done said, you know, paid a whole lot of money for. And for what? It's not like you can keep it in your head. I can see if pay for it and it just stayed there. But eventually, you got to take it out. Right? You got to take it out just to have some more put in. And hopefully, if they didn't do it right, you using that glue, some of your natural hair is going to come out also. I'm just saying. Kim's success says, go back and ask the pastor about the finances of the church. Well, he just said they're struggling financially. Adam says, that is crazy. We have people like that in the UK, live on benefits, but can still afford a holiday once a year and have nice TVs, etc. Exactly. Exactly. But anyway. Mr. Economist says, the financial decision we make are a reflection of our values. In order to change those decisions, we should reinforce the values, not criticize the behaviors. I agree with that. But how are you going to do that if you don't let them know that that's a problem? Understand? Vicky Griffin, welcome to the show, says, women do it because that's what they think. Desire. I guess you meant that's what they think men desire. When I went natural, couldn't find a date if my life depended on it. Oops, men desire. But see, you know what, Vicky, you know what that is? That is the agenda or curriculum that we have been led to believe. by the media, by these so-called fashion experts, and by our so-called stars. But it's not the case. You know what I mean? It's not the case. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And you're right. I agree with y'all, facts. Values control the behavior. And that is so true. That is so true. Adam says, I love a chick with a cool afro hairdo. Oh, Lord. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, natural is natural. I mean, if it's your natural hair, fine. You know, if it's nice and wavy and long, that's fine because it's yours. Yeah, y'all see the issue, the point I'm trying to make. If it's yours, you can make it long and flow. You stop cutting it. You know what I mean? That is just the case. But once again, like I said, like I said before, you know, it's and somebody said it's just a. The values and the morals some of these people have to where they just want to spend money on themselves. They don't think about their kids. Heck, some of that money could be used to help somebody in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? So would you marry a bald-headed woman, Mr. Talker? I sure would. I think, you know what? I think that's one of the sexiest things I ever see, a bald-headed woman. Who got it taken, got it nice, and it fits her face, heck yeah, I would marry one. I sure would, without a doubt. I tell it, I ain't scared to say it. That's right. We can put our both our heads together and make a big booty. Oh, Lord have mercy. Adam said, I would. But I guess to me too, I wouldn't marry anyone who would have me. Well, you know what, Mr. Economist, I'm glad you brought that up, because most of these women, black women now running around, they fail to realize that white women had been wearing hair extension for years, way before it became popular in the black neighborhood, and that's why they decided to do it. Because the curriculum that was put out was, in order to get anywhere, you have to have long flowing hair like the white girls. And, you know, the more we, you know, you have, how can I put it? You know, you have those that see the white girls slinging their hair. And then you got the commercials, they riding in convertibles and the hair is flowing and. You know what? Okay. But we weren't made that way. You know? We weren't made that way. But if you look at media, the media helps push this curriculum about to where our women feel like they have to be like that. And they don't have to. Just think about all these Maybelline commercials and all that. Black women, most black women don't need to wear makeup. They're beautiful without the makeup. And then they put this makeup on their faces and things, and what happened? Their faces start breaking out. Have you, and I'm going to talk about these people, Mary Kay people. Now, what I've noticed, a lot of Mary Kay women are very fair-skinned. They are. And once they put that stuff on their face, their faces just begin to deteriorate. Why is that? Because there's stuff in that makeup that you shouldn't have on your, you shouldn't be, shouldn't be in there anyway. You know. But hey, I'm just saying, I'm just making a point. Black women are so beautiful. If we just get out of that curriculum that they're trying to throw at us. You know, they are. You know, they're leading us by the nose. They are leading us right by the nose. Excuse me. You know, and I don't know. So the question is, when are we going to wake up? When are we going to wake up and decide to get our own curriculum, you know, or slash agenda, and say, enough of this, enough of this. Let's be who we really are. You know, if you don't have long flowing hair, fine. Fix it the way it is naturally and wear it that way. Rock it like that. But stop feeding in, being led by the nose or being fed this bull crap that everybody has to have long flowing hair, because you don't. You don't. You know, that's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying. I know it sounds like I'm preaching, but I'm just putting it out there. Now, if y'all don't agree with me, tell you don't. Tell me you don't agree with me. I mean, I'm open, you know. It is what it is. Vernon, I see you out there. Thank you for joining us today. But I think, you know, we do. That's part of the curriculum or the agenda that we're being fed, and we're just following right along without any problem, because that is what society says we must look like. Bull crap. All right, I see somebody put their hands up. I guess they're tired of me talking. So let me bring them
yeah,
in.
Yeah, guess all who right. it is. I just got here. I don't know what you said. Don't ask me what you said. I don't know. I just got here. So I'm assuming, you know me, I always had to come off like this. It would
yeah,
be your show
yeah.
if I didn't do this.
Yeah, I know, right?
Right.
So the thing but anyway.
Is, from the 10 seconds I was listening to you talk and looking at the chat, I guess the curriculum you're talking about is that you're teaching kids how to dress in school?
No. Okay, let me bring you up to speed, okay?
Okay.
All right. There's a preacher in Waco, Texas, all right, that told his staff that not to wear weave to his church.
Not to wear a weave in his church?
Yeah.
Is that what you...
Weave.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
Huh?
What else?
No, well, basically what he's saying, you know, he tells female staff not to wear weave to church. He believes that if it didn't grow from your scalp, it doesn't belong there. He also said his church was financially, you know, struggling, and the
uh-huh.
members were struggling financially. But yet he sees a 26-year-old mother in church with a $300 weave on her head. He said, you know, he's tired of it. No, he wasn't going to be quiet about it anymore. Now,
right.
you know,
yeah.
and other mm-hmm. people are saying, you know, well, he really can't say nothing about it, but he's trying to make a point, you know. But everybody's, you know, basically concentrating on he tells his staff not to wear weave. But he's trying to make a point, but go ahead.
So is he telling just the staff, or is he telling the parishioners as well?
Well, he understands that he cannot just tell the parishioners not to wear weave. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He can't just go out there. I mean, he can't do it because they're individuals. But he's making a point as to say, look, stop spending your money on nonsense like that. Wear what the Lord gave you. You know, wear your natural hair. It's not going to hurt. Stop feeding into this idolatry that, you know, is the hair industry or media is telling you you have to
uh-huh.
be all, your hair has to be all long and flowing to be somebody.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I
basically,
can understand.
That's the way I got out of it.
All right. From what you're saying, it sounds as though he's trying to reinstill black pride, because if you remember the 60s and
there
the 70s, if you, I don't know if you remember them. You're
right.
Old, you're old, no, you're an old dude, so you might remember that. You know, where everybody was wearing the dashiki.
Yeah, I know, you just think, call me old.
Oh, me? I didn't do that. You called me old all
uh-huh.
the time. So, you know, everybody was wearing the afros and the dashikis, and they looked pretty cool.
Right.
Some people took it to the Mac
right.
Daddy stage, but they looked pretty cool. So I can understand his telling his parishioners, you know, get back to black pride. Natural is good. But for him to actually tell
right.
his staff or to mandate that to his parishioners, I think he's going over the line.
See, and once again, that's, you know, everybody said that. How can he tell him? He's trying to, like you say, instill some pride back into the naturalness
oh, yeah.
of what the Lord gave you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But isn't
now,
he kind of... isn't he kind of messing it up by then saying, well, I think everybody should, but I'm going to mandate it? Doesn't he kind of mess up his own message?
No, because he didn't. He just told his staff. He didn't tell the people, the women in the church, not to do it.
Oh, he didn't tell the parishioners. Oh, all right.
No, he didn't tell them, but he told his staff. Okay? Now, mm-hmm. of course, the staff are going to go back and, you know, some, you know, church, you know, is the great man.
Oh, but around. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But here's the point, and I agree with him. You know, mm-hmm. if you own food stamps, you got 800 babies, you don't have a job, you're not trying to find a job, you got three or four baby daddies, but yet you can sit up there in church with a $300 weave in your head. The priorities aren't right. Basically, what I'm saying is put our priorities in the right place.
Oh,
you
I
don't
agree
need
with that.
To wear the weave. You don't need to wear the weave. You can wear your natural hair. That's what the Lord gave you. I took a little farther with the makeup as well, but basically what his message is.
Okay.
That's what his message is, and I'm trying to get people to look deeper into what he is actually saying. It's not about the weave. You know, it's not. It's a little deeper than that.
Yeah, it's about priorities, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he should tell people, because that's his job, is to tell people about, you know, how to improve your station in life spiritually. Although, you know, I don't believe in the occult, so, I mean, that's his job, but okay, fine. But if he's going to do it, let him do it that way. I mean, that's his job, to try to make people feel good. But at the same time, he's still being a dictator. He's still saying, okay, I think everybody should have Black Pride, but, and everybody should have the priorities in order, and he's right. Nobody should go out there buying weaves, or men shouldn't be out there buying expensive suits if they're deadbeat dads, just like the woman shouldn't be doing it if they're irresponsible single mothers or on welfare. But still, to tell your staff, this is what you're going to wear.
Uh-huh.
I still think that's dictatorial. I don't particularly care for that, but I understand the message.
Yeah, it's the message.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, how you gonna stand up and tell the parishioners if your staff are running around there?
Well, that's true. Huh? I mean, he's got a point there, but if he's saying to his staff, if you could please perform a good example for the parishioners, I would think that would be more in order for a man of God to do, as opposed to, you know, I am, and you do what I say. And if he says,
right,
do this for your parishioners, because what you just said, Eric, makes perfect sense. If he's going to tell his parishioners later, don't wear the weave, but now his staff is wearing $300 weaves, that's hypocritical.
Right. Yes, exactly. You know, yeah. You know, let's see. I got a text that said people are more concerned with their outer appearance than they are their inner soul.
Oh, that is so true.
And that is so true. Yeah, that's so true. Hold on, I got somebody else with their hand up.
If it's low, we're going to have another confrontation again.
No, it's not low.
Oh.
All right, 111, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mr. Todd?
Yeah, not far from low. Hello, Mike.
I promise I'll be on my best behavior today.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, I promise I'll be on my best behavior. I don't want to get, you know, your rod is so hard. You know, it got me. look, it's so long and hard from all the way from Fort Hood. All the way from Fort Worth, all the way to Baltimore. That rod is so long. God.
Mike. I hope you better clarify that. You better make sure you're saying the rod of God and not anything else, all right?
Yeah, I swear, he don't need to be saying all that,
okay,
like that.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That rod, yeah.
You don't go, because he'll be going around out of the show saying, the rod of Eric is so long, and people are going, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. See?
Oh, now you got it, Mike, huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Better rods for the child, huh?
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Richard in the chat room. Thank you for joining us. New person. Got to show him some love.
Goodness,
do we have you got new people? Kim Success? Have you got new people? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, whispering in the wind and Kim Success. That's right.
Oh.
Thank you, Joe. Don't get
welcome
love
to the show, people. I'm Eric Big Mouth, so just in case you're wondering who I am.
Whatever. Anyway.
If you're women, you're going to find out exactly who I am.
Anyway, check this out. Here's the next story. I think we beat that one to death already. All right. And here's another part of the agenda or the curriculum that they want people to follow and we don't be paying attention to. Okay. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg suggested public housing tenants should be fingerprinted as a way of keeping criminals out of their buildings, adding that the buildings often had broken locks that allow trespassers in. Comes days after Dr. Frisk was shot down as unconstitutional.
Good.
So, he wants, where did he put it? Unfairly. Okay, black and Latinos, the same groups that make up the bulk of the public housing residents. Now, the idea echoed Bloomberg's administration's 2012 plan to require fingerprints for food stamp applicants. Now, I'm not thinking that's a good thing. You know, that's part of the agenda. Wow. I'm going to let y'all take that, okay? I'm going to let y'all take it because I know Mike got a lot to say about that.
Okay. What does Mike got to say?
What is
you're not as good behavior. He's probably got. Okay, cool. Then I'll take the reins. All right.
Okay.
That fucking asshole is a complete asshole. This is completely in line with what David Icke says about problem, reaction, solution. This is what a tyrannical government is taking advantage of. They will either create a problem like a false flag, or they'll take advantage of a real problem and then say, we are going to implement for your safety these particular solutions, and those solutions have nothing to do with the agenda of controlling the populace. This is bullshit. All they want is are millions of fingerprints inside their central database. They don't give a... You think that Jew gives a rat's ass about black people?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Sound like he's trying to set them up for a detention camp or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, I don't know.
He's the same asshole that says you can't buy soda unless it's in 16 or 32 ounce cups. I forget which. So
16.
He's mandating.
It was 16.
16 ounces? So he's mandating what you can eat. He's mandating the calories. I don't know if it came down from the federal government, but either him or the states or perhaps the federal government. They're mandating that if you go inside a store, you have to see, like on a McDonald's menu, what the calories are per item. That's fucked. All of this is just a little bit of control here, a little bit of control there, until the boiling frog leaps out of the cauldron, but it's too late. This is all bullshit. This is all New World Order agenda. If it's not New World Order agenda, it's
forcing his curriculum on you. That's his curriculum.
Yeah.
He's forcing his curriculum.
Yeah, I'm
curriculum is just like an ideology. It's the same thing. That's why we have different curriculums. And unfortunately, when we go to schools, we teach these children different curriculums, and they're coming toward us in the chaos and confusion. But you talking about, now let's be fair. Let's get balanced and fair. He says, well, the letter
Michael.
On pamphlet.
Michael.
Yes.
Will you let Joe finish first before you get started? You just cut Joe right on off.
I thought he was finished. He gave a long pause. My bad. He gave a long pause. That's why I thought
he gave
it died
a long
then.
Pause.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what. He didn't say he's finished.
Bad.
All right.
Were you through, Joe? Joe? I guess Joe ran away. All right, go ahead, Mike. Mike, are you there? Michael. All right, I guess everybody left for today. What's really going on? Anyway, look, I think that's just another way of setting people up for a detention camp. And y'all don't think it's not coming because, you know what I mean? We already set up for the police state, you know. And what do SWAT officers need with military equipment? You know what I'm saying? But see, that's not something they want you to know. They want you to think that things such as fingerprinting everybody in a project is for their own safety. Really? That's not what it's for. It's a part of the agenda / curriculum that is being taught or fed to us. It's not even being taught anymore. It's being fed to us. You know, that's what it is. It's being fed to us. Now, how do we combat that? No, how do we stop that from happening? I don't know. We have to open up our eyes and be prepared to fight it. You know, stop listening. I think I say this all the time on the show. Stop listening or just following everybody, what everybody tells you. You know, we say this all the time. Do your own research. Do your own work and realize that they tell you one thing, but there's something else behind it. You know, but we're so happy with just accepting what they say, we don't even worry about it. Well, you know what? We need to fix that. Michael, Joe, are y'all back yet? Okay, I guess both of them went for a sandwich. Hey, y'all don't think Joe went over there and jumped on Michael, do you? I hope not. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So, you know, curriculum. You know, I had to do a little research on this thing because I wanted to know how far the word curriculum went back. Well, it goes all the way back to 1824. That's a long time. That's when it was first known to be used in the United States anyway. 1824. And I was wondering, 1824, what would happen that would cause this word to come into? You know? So after we get the knowledge of what then, easy, Kim, we put it to use. You know, it's one thing to have a knowledge, but if you don't put it to use, then it's a waste. It's basically wasted. Yeah, you get the knowledge, then you put it to use. You know, if that means you go out and recruit more to spread that what you've learned, you know, and you get together and you start working together, you know, to fight something, more numbers you have, the better off you are. You really are. Michael, are you there now?
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Talk?
I'm doing fine. So how do poor people get benefits not get fingerprinted? Well, number one, just to say, you know what? Here's my thing on this. And this part of my curriculum. If by chance they pass this, we should get the poor people, the middle class black folk period, should get together and request that every politician that's elected be tested for drugs.
Wow.
That's right. And I'm telling you, I guarantee you, when that get to going, they will back up on that because they do more drugs than the average drug dealer on the corner.
Right, and we all get high on something. We all get high on something. But see, you know one thing, Mr. Talk?
What?
One thing, Mr. Talk, is this.
What?
And you're right. Is that we elect these politicians for their mind. So the New York has a problem. The people are having problems that people are going inside the buildings that don't belong in the buildings. The community know that's a problem. So that's a problem. We got to give them that. Let's speak all the facts. That's the reason why.
Well,
let's speak
all the facts then. You know, and you think fingerprinting all the people in the project stop that?
I never said that. Did I say
okay,
that?
Okay, well, I mean, you said
I'm speaking. I'm the only thing I'm speaking. Hold up, no, because when you talked about this, you never say, "Well, why were they talking about it?" The problem is that people are going inside the buildings who do not belong, and they're causing chaos. So that's
and once
the problem.
Again, I'm gonna say, fingerprinting, everybody's gonna stop that.
I never said that.
Because
so was
there's people in the project that's gonna let them in regardless. You know, that's like trying to lock up food.
Hold on, you found your solution. You just said the solution.
What's the solution?
Now, hold on. I want to go back to what I'm saying because I don't want you to distort my words. You said we hire these people. No, because I don't. No, because I don't want nobody to distort my words. Listen, when we give him to, he has a problem as a mayor, and his solution was the fingerprint, which I think is totally idiotic. But that is his solution. He's using his mind like that. But let's say that. Now, you just said that if they even do that, people who live in there are going to let them in there anyway. So the solution is the people. It's the people
who
control.
The solution is the people?
Yes, what you just said. You just said no matter what they're going to do, the people are going to let the people in there anyway. So you're saying the people is the solution. To allowing people from coming in there. So what I'm saying, if I was a mayor, I would go to the houses and I want suggestions. There's no way I would get on the podium and come out with my blankety blank statement. He's getting no feedback from the community, and he says fingerprint. I think that the only way that a government should have your fingerprints, if you're working with the government, if you're working with a government entity, or you're working with a job dealing with security, something like that. Other than that, or if you got locked up or arrested, other than that, the government shouldn't have your fingerprints, me personally. But so what I'm saying is this problem always has to be the solution with the community and the quote-unquote government. It has to be one-sided. He's just coming with his idea, the government is going to start fingerprinting. That's government control. Where are the community meetings about it? And so the people, no matter what the solution is, the people are also going to be the part of the solution. It takes both entities for the people to enforce, the police to enforce the laws, and the people to make sure the law that's on the book is what they want it to be. So like you say, I mean, people are going to have to stop letting people up in there.
Okay, so...
But it is a problem.
The solution is
crime
the
and stuff like that.
Wouldn't that make the people the problem? Wouldn't that make people the problem if they're letting people in?
Well, okay, but you can't say that in every situation. That's why some people... Listen, in some buildings, you might open up your door or something like that, and somebody right behind you that don't belong, you don't know if they live there, coming right behind you. So there's many ways... So that's why he said, well, if we fingerprint... But there's other ways that we can come with solutions. I'm just saying, I don't live there. I'm just saying he needs to get more feedback from the community in order for him to come with that drastic change like that. That's my bottom line.
Okay. So, and that's your bottom line. And then what? Let's be honest with this now. How many meetings with the community do you really see unless it's a politician running for office or they want something done?
How many do I what? What'd you say?
How many meetings with the community do you really see on a daily basis?
Oh, many people have meetings on there, but a lot of them are church meetings. A lot of people, a lot of small church organizing groups. Yeah, man, there's people out there, little activists, but they're small. Only thing I'm saying is he needs to call one. Listen, put it like this. If someone goes nuts and go crazy, if it's a race relation in New York City, I guarantee they get 4 minutes. See, we pick and choose. We have meetings all the time. We pick and choose when we want to come together, Mr. Talk. You say that many times on your show. So that's all I'm saying. And listen, we can come out and vote. Look, black people can come out and vote when they want to, too. They voted for Obama. So why they don't vote in their local, state and local elections where they actually live at? So that's the way it is.
That's the way it is. It's just
yep.
Okay, let me ask you this question then, Michael. What's wrong with the community meeting with the community? Just having a community meeting once a month.
Well, people do that all the time. Look at the churches. When the churches come together, that's a community meeting. And unfortunately, the reason why, unfortunately, that's the only thing that we don't get together socially. Listen. You can come out and do.
Okay.
I mean, they got meetings, but it has to be a controversial issue. A lot of people go down City Hall. The City Hall meetings are open to the public. But the reason, the only time that you're going to see something down there, it has to be something very controversial. We are controversial, like these people say. We got to have something controversial, real, got to do something with race or something for us to come down there. Or if you start cutting people money or something like that, it has to be drafted, so we just pick and choose. But we get down there when we want to get down there. Now, if they're talking about cutting teachers' paychecks, kids wearing uniforms and all that stuff, yeah, they're right over that. They'll be at the city school meeting, board meetings, and stuff like that if it's controversial.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, through the process, they don't. It always got to be drama. Mm. Why it always has to be drama before we get together? Just like they used to say in some communities.
That's my
people
point.
People only get together when we go to funerals. You said that before on this show,
right, too.
I've said it on my show.
Yeah.
We only get together for drama. So why, when we are peace, we still should be together? We think about peace
right.
means separation.
And that,
it's crazy, man. But it goes with your title, the curriculum. But I'm going to be quiet, man. I think I'm talking too much. I'm gonna be quiet a little bit, man.
You're good. You're actually making sense because you're saying everything I have said along the way. Joe, where you at? Joe must have fell asleep on us. Anyway, but you know what? I agree.
Yeah,
with
here
you,
I
man.
Am.
100%. Now, and here's the thing. The fingerprint
Joe's back.
Thing is just the beginning. You know, it's the beginning because once they get fingerprints, then That's a whole group of people they can control no matter what. You understand? Okay. Did we lose somebody again? I think we lost them again. Somebody having some issues. Joe, you still there?
Why, did you lose me?
Huh?
Hello.
Yeah, I thought I'd lose Yeah.
Hey.
But, huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I guess you lost Mike.
Yeah, but wouldn't you agree that just the fingerprints alone is a prerequisite for something else, bigger?
Of course. People think, of course, that it's done for their safety, but it's not. This is what the government
right.
uses as an excuse in order to have people go along. You see, if they
right.
came down with mandates all the time towards the American people eventually would wake up and say, you know what, this guy is acting like Stalin. But if there's a crisis, then the people look to the government to protect them. So the government takes advantage of that. So this is why, you know, incrementally, we've been having the destruction of America.
The destruction of America, huh?
That's right.
Oh,
we'll take a look
goodness.
At the economics. We don't exactly have prosperous times.
Speaking of economics. Speaking of economics, what's going on? And see, and this is another some of that bull jive agenda they keep trying to push on us. All right, apparently we done stopped aid going to Egypt. Is it Egypt? Yeah, Egypt now. And, you know, they make it seem like we just done pulled out completely. But the only thing he stopped was the delivery of some fighter planes. You know, but as far as the money's still in the tube to go to them. Now, you know, that's a very touchy subject situation, I think, for the government. But if you listen to what they tell us over the air, everything is peachy keen. You know, we're support whoever. You know, but
I'm gonna have to get off the line for a while. I got something else I have to do that came up. So I'll still
all
be
right.
Well. Okay, I have to hang up, and then I'll if I finish this in time, then I'll call back. Okay? See
you. All right, Joe. All right. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Joe is gone. Cat Girl says, America has never been richer. Richer of what, Cat? We backed the Muslim Brotherhood, which was a huge error. Well, yeah. Duh. We know that. We know that already. You know? And? And, I mean, we backed them. You know what? It's a thing. It's funny because this government, you know, they tell us everything is cool, everything is fine, you know, and but yet behind the doors, they're doing so much underhanded things. It's just crazy. You know what I mean? I'm saying, you know, and what they feeding us, they want us to believe that, you know, everything is fine. You know, we are stronger now than ever. And that's true. Oh. That is not true. But you know what? It's okay. Because we're going to enlighten some people and we're going to get to the point to where we will wake up and start holding them to accountable. That's right. We need to do that. Now, you know, that's right, Shell Bell. They are liars. And man, are they. You know, but they keep feeding us this agenda, this dang on curriculum that is just crazy. Who is they, Cat says? Who is they? The government. And I know what I'm saying. The government is they. They lie to us every second they open their mouth. They never tell us the truth. Because they want to control us. They want to lead us into a police state. You understand what I'm saying? Who in the government? You know, Kat, sometimes I wonder about what you be thinking. you know, but yet they continuously feed us this. We doing this for your safety. We doing this for the protection of the country. We doing this. And like Joe said, they even create emergencies so we can remain on the scared and look to the government for help. Well, y'all know what? Really, we can protect our damn selves. We really can. But how many people are going to really go out there? Oh, now, here's the thing. Let's create. See, sometimes we as citizens, we get complacent. You know what I mean? We get complacent. We get to just hang out and chill. You know, everything is fine. Everybody in the country going about their business. Well, the people above does not like that. You know, because then we become too confident in what we're doing. We become confident. So now I got to come up with some type of curriculum to get these people back in scared mode. You know what I mean? So how do we do that? Oh, yeah. Let's create a incident. Now, I know some of y'all say we crazy with all this conspiracy thing, but we're not telling you any lies, and that's what you have to remember. Our government is really not telling you everything. Like I said, and you go to overtime with me, I'm gonna drop a bomb exactly about what our government is doing that nobody's gonna telling you about. You know. But yet nobody wants to believe that, because they have fed us so much according to their curriculum that, and even in the schools they teaching it. They really are. You know what I mean? Kat says, Eric, people really do not want to hear the truth. People like to believe lies. Yeah. And that's what they're counting on. That is exactly what they're counting on. That no one the majority of the citizens of this country will not wake up and see the green, that's the green light, and realize that we are being lied to constantly. And the things that's going on ahead that is leading this country into a bad place, a very bad place. And many people think it's going to be a while. No, it's going to be sooner than you think. You're getting real close. Hold on, I got Mr. Lowe on the line. Let me bring him in. Mr. Lowe, what's going on, bro?
I can't call it, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Great. Having a ball today. How about you?
I hear that. I hear that, man. I'm swell. Well, I'm listening, bro, and, you know, I hear a lot of great things, and a lot of it is the truth. I didn't hear where you rebutted Joe's statement when I sent you that text message, but I handled that myself.
Well, that's because Mike broke in. Mike broke in. And I could get it out.
Well, you got to expect that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike broke in on that one.
Well, what happened to everybody else? I mean, they lose your signal or something? Or
I don't know. I guess
okay.
So.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
Well, you know, hey, well, you can file our co-pilot. It's all good, bro.
I mean, I know you have something to say on the subject, so go on ahead.
Of course I do.
I'm tired. They probably kind of hearing me. Okay.
No. You were doing a great job, man. I say it like this. There's nothing new under the sun. Absolutely nothing. I'm going to show you exactly what happened. Now, when Joe said, do you think that Jew give a damn about you blacks, you Mexicans? No, that Roman does not care anything about us. This is all history. All of this stuff has played out before. I don't care if people want to hear what I have to say or not. It doesn't matter to me. Go back and do your own personal research. Now, prior, and you know, hey, some people don't like to go on scripture or whatever. Prior to the crucifixion, it was said, when you see Jerusalem encompassed with armies, take my people and flee into the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
You remember that, right? Now, you think about this. There were people that left, and there were people that stayed. For the ones that stayed, they went through all types of tribulation to the point where in the book, you can read in a book, a woman actually, because they starved them out. The army sat there for 7 years and starved those people out to the point where they turned against each other. Now, what do you think that we're supposed to do? We are supposed to turn against each other. I mean, they've been plotting that for the longest. We are always supposed to be black against white or whatever against whatever, religion against religion, some kind of way. We are supposed to be against each other. And the government, who always has the unseen hand in everything, stands back and waits for the fallout. Only this time, when they did see the troops in Jerusalem, the people got complacent with them being there, not knowing that eventually they would destroy them. Those people were destroyed because they did not heed to what was told to them. And so what's going on right now is you got soldiers living in cities with citizens. That's not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to have soldiers out doing what police are supposed to do. Police. Soldiers go and kill.
Uh-huh.
Soldiers mm-hmm. are to protect borders. So if you think that these people aren't going to roll out a system, the only way you can buy or sell anything is through some type of electronic device or something. You're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
People send all this stuff up. I mean, why else would they need everybody's fingerprint? They need you in the database.
Right.
They need
that's
you
my
in the
point.
System.
That's my point right there.
And you,
hold on,
we
got somebody else
with
their hand up. Oh. 111, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I know he's back. The wart's back, I guess.
The what is back?
I just want to comment on something what Lo just said. How you guys doing? How you doing, Lo?
Raymond, hold up. Before you comment, let Lo finish. Make another thought real fast. Go ahead, Mo.
I was just saying that you made the point that if they want us or those people that's living in those situations all give their fingerprint to be put in a database, then all of them should have to take a drug test. I mean, when everyone
that's
on the line here was in the military, it was a random, and you had no say in it whatsoever.
That's right.
So
And not only take the drug test, but have the results of those caught publicized. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Put out there in the
media. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's just my thought on it, man. I'll yield.
All right, Mike, go ahead.
Well, one thing I just want to very real quick, low, someone asked a question a couple of days back why the local police was in Egypt and the military wasn't doing it. Well, low asked the question. When he distinguished what the military does and what the local police does, that's a very, very good observation. But I must ask you, and all of you, when we're talking about all this history was chaotic, are we going to continue to live like that history? Because if we're saying all of this the way it is now is because the history, the only way that we can become new, we can't keep on living in the past. See, a lot of people, your title is curriculum. I've researched curriculum too. And when I was talking about the history curriculum, they teach our kids different type of points of view when it comes to history. And they're using their opinions, and people have different ideologies, and the kids raise it up with saying, I know this, this is this, and this is that, even in our textbooks in our schools on how history is supposed to be taught. But are we are going to continue to live like they did in the past? When people look at some homosexuals, their ideology at this point in time right now, I'm just using an example. This point in time right now, the reason why they have their attitudes between a homosexual couple is because of the history, the past. History is the past. That's the only way they're getting their ideology from. But if they live in the now, maybe they won't have that hatred when they see it. Not saying that you're going to have to dip. I mean, you can do what you're going to do. But see, some people are still living in the past. With their old curriculums, that doesn't matter. When you go to a church, what do? Talk about the past, old curriculums, that now contradicts itself.
No, that's not true. They only go back as far as what they were told. They don't go back and do their own reading and their own study. And as far as the homosexual thing, if you actually go back and you do fact-checking in history, when that homosexual thing got rampant, that's when those people, that's when that government and the whole entire empire failed. I mean, Rome was so great. Rome was wonderful. Rome was every place that anyone wanted to be in. How did a place like that crumble?
Because it didn't have nuclear bombs. Listen, I'm tired of people talking about America. I was talking about last night on my show.
Really?
Let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you one thing.
Did you say you had a show?
Okay, I'll be quiet. No, I was going to answer your question about America. I'm tired of people talking. Look, I ain't no patriot. I ain't no nothing. I'm just saying, man. You talking about America falling. I mean, the America economy may fall. But unless we have chaos within, ain't no other country going to take us over, enslave Americans. We got the greatest military that mankind has ever seen.
Mike,
that's why we can be in the $17 trillion debt.
Mike,
there ain't nobody going to come and collect that debt from us.
Michael, listen.
Come on with this, man.
The problem is, see, and that's where everybody's going wrong. Everybody thinks somebody's going to come in and take over. This takeover
exactly.
is coming from within, Michael.
Okay. Right. Oh, okay. But listen,
hey,
It started off on two different curriculums. Yes, it started off on two different curriculums, and we got multiple curriculums. I'm just saying about history, about this country.
Let's straighten out the word curriculum so that people don't get confused. Curriculum is only used for academic studies. It's only used for education. What Eric means is agenda. Curriculum.
So what did you?
Well,
can be poetic license. You can use curriculum
now,
if you want to, but people are going to be confused if they start reading the description.
No, they're not.
If you start reading the description, it only looks, because when you're mentioning teachers, it only looks like that the school system is what you're going to be talking about.
No. We're talking about the word curriculum. Listen, let me tell you one thing. When you go to church.
Wait, Michael. The noun has agenda, I can't even read it now. Agenda. It has some other words also. So it's not
right.
just, you know, it's not just based on the school thing. Yeah, it actually But go ahead.
Okay, so with that being said, leave that other guy out of here. Well, actually, the definition means it. Go ahead on with the topic.
Exactly, exactly.
Here.
No. Let's hit this card. No, see, I don't like to play games with words. No, it does not. Curriculum, let me tell you one thing. No, it's not. Curriculum means someone is listen, you can get curriculum from TV. You can get curriculum from church. You can get curriculum from your friend. Listen, you get curriculum from your home.
Okay.
You get curriculum from school. Curriculum is someone instilling principles. Okay, whatever. What do you do? Listen, listen, guys. Listen, world. Joe said someone giving another person information. That's still what, listen, you can pass on your beliefs. What
agenda,
do you mean? But what did you go to
is
school?
One thing, and curriculum can be part of an agenda, but
it
an
is.
Agenda doesn't mean curriculum.
What do you mean? So what is
okay?
Well,
I'm
going to
go
by the picture.
Listen,
I want you to picture a curriculum.
20 years about
wait a minute,
this.
Michael. Hold on. Okay.
Aggregate of courses of study given in school, college.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. According to Merriam-Webster. Curriculum is the courses offered by educational institutions,
mm-hmm.
instead of courses constituting an area of specialization. All right? And so that's what it says according to Merriam-Webster. Now, if you go to the free dictionary online, that's
mm-hmm.
where it mentions agenda, you know, and a couple other things.
Oh, okay.
So,
if it says so,
you know,
in that dictionary,
focused.
Then cool. It didn't say so in the dictionary that
okay.
I have downloaded. And it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
And it,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up. What's his
eat
name?
Me.
Oh, yeah, Love.
Eat me, cuz.
Oh, it also says here any program or plan of activities on dictionary.com. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
But Cat says workers are more productive and corporations are making record profits. The stock market is doing well, or populace as a whole is more educated. We still lead the world in innovation. We own 2/5 of the world's gold, and the dollar is on the comeback.
All of that stuff that she's saying. The people, the employees for Enron, they knew that 20 years from the day they started working, they retire also.
But who's saying this? Who's saying this, Brent?
Cat.
Cat saying it? In the chat room?
Yeah.
Let me take a look at this.
Yeah, not in the chat room. She sent me a message.
Hello, can I?
Go ahead.
Mr. Todd. Mr. Dog, you read that, forget that dictionary. See, that I challenge people. Look, people didn't ask me.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh.
No. I didn't make people lick that dictionary when it comes to words. Listen.
Oh,
you,
God.
Listen,
Michael,
everyone has an influence on our curriculum. We have multiple interest groups that impacts the curriculum. Now, we can talk about school. You got the government. You got the parents-teachers meeting. You got the teachers. You got the politicians. You got the colleges all mixed up with their different type of curriculum ideology. But when I'm talking about curriculum, anyone that, even if you go to school, they say, a Republican to say, when you go to Harvard or something, they have Democratic professors. They have most professors are Democratic, and what they're teaching in history in these classes and these political classes, they're trying to brainwash the students, right? So you can say that about anything. A gang member can try to initiate me in the gang. He's giving me his curriculum. It does not have to do with school. You're blinding. It's a delusion. Is when someone is instilled. When you go to church, different churches have different curriculums on how to way. You see the Bible. When you go to school, that's why they all go over history books, because our history books, the authors of the
Mike,
history
why
books,
why are you talking all this
like
when
it.
I already agreed with Eric?
No.
Eric read the definition, said it's in the school, says in the education.
No, I read that, and then
it's
I
universal.
Said I should correct it. What'd you do, get a sandwich in the meantime?
No, I'm talking about Eric now. I'm not talking about you. He read from that Webster dictionary, and it contradicts what we just said. That's all I wanted to say, y'all.
Okay.
I'm going to meet myself.
All right.
Woo! Man.
You don't even have to shoot him today.
Wow. I mean, really?
Oh.
That reminds me of Otis on Andy Griffith just go lock himself up.
Just go put himself in jail.
I don't even remember that. That had to be funny. I had to watch some reruns of that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I fucking agree with Arizona. He's got to go on like I didn't agree, like Lowe didn't agree, that Eric didn't make his point. Nah, for God, jeez.
Kat wants to know, can you dispute what she's saying? She was saying.
All right, yeah, you mean she's talking, oh, what I'm saying is even though the dollar is on the rise, and yeah, the stock market is at new highs, but that doesn't mean that those are the major indicators of what the economy is supposed to be. We have 101 million people getting on the dole from the government. We have 47 million people on food stamps, and this economy can collapse at any second despite these particular, and if she's reading from Kaufman from the New York Times, then she's reading from a fucking communist. Because everything that she said is right, but it doesn't mean that the economy is rolling along the way it should. An economy, for it to be strong, has to have full employment and the GDP in relationship to taxes has to be at a rational level. The reason why the stock market is up so high is because there's been so much printing of money that's gotten into the hands of the corporations and the other rich people. They're investing it in the stocks as opposed to corporate bonds, and T-bills. So everything that she's saying is right, except that the economy is not rolling along smoothly. These are red herrings. This is not
right.
The truth. I mean, this is the truth,
I'll agree
but
with
it's
that.
Not complete truth.
I'll agree with you, Joe. It's kind of a facade.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll agree with that, man. I mean,
she says the economy
is not
going to fail. How will it fail? We never have full employment. He is accusing me of being accomplished when I am a full capitalist.
What are you reading?
No, she sent me private messages, that's all.
Oh.
And it says, it is not a facade.
Kat, write it up in the chat room so I can read it.
Yeah, write it up in the chat room, read it.
I know what she's saying. If she's saying, no, she's getting it from a lot of, and I don't believe her, by the way, because she should know better.
She should know better?
Yeah,
oh.
She's just trying to stir up controversy. She knows how the economy is.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, here it is. Workers are more productive and corporations are making record profits. The stock market is doing well.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
Okay, you see it, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, the stock market, yeah, I already mentioned that. Workers are more productive. Okay, they got computers. The workers who are working, not the non-workers who are not working. Okay, so that's relative. Corporations are making record profits. A few of the Fortune 500 are making record profits, mainly the ones on Wall Street and those in those attached to the defense contracts.
And the gas companies.
And the energy and the utilities and the gas companies. Yeah. They're making record profits.
Right.
Everybody else, I mean, like Apple.
Look,
like
Kat.
A few, okay.
Kat, look, it's like
how
this.
Will it fail?
All that looks great on the outside. Because, you know, numbers can be twisted and turned or what have you.
GDP growth.
But I can guarantee you, if you go deeper into those numbers, you will see we're not as well off as people think. But they don't want us to know that, you know. They don't. Oh, my God, I really wish you had our boom
time
like Texas, North Carolina. Well, let me tell you.
North Dakota, yeah.
Okay, never mind. I'm not even going to get into that.
Cat.
There's lots of money to borrow right now. Where are we going to borrow money from, Kat? The Federal Reserve? Oh, I know. Let's go back to China and borrow some more money from them. Oh, we can't. We got strained relations with them. Well, I know what. Let's go over to Egypt and get some money. Oh, I can't. We can't.
Egypt. Yeah, where do we get back
we got strained
to
relationships
$5
with
dollars, was it $5 billion, $5 trillion yeah. That what's that fucking guy's name? The Secretary of Defense for Bush, Rumsfeld, that he lost and couldn't account to for Congress. Kat, get your 60-year-old skinny grandma ass, I still don't know the size of your tits, on this line.
Oh, I'm sorry. She says she's talking about banks having money to loan. Yeah.
No, they don't, Kat. You know why? Because the Federal Reserve is paying these banks something like 0.25% interest, it doesn't sound like much, to keep their loans in reserve. There are a lot of complaints, especially those who have underwater mortgages, that they can't get the loan modification programs, and they can't,
that's
and other
right.
people can't get loans.
Amen.
Matt, where are you
Hold
reading
on.
This shit from?
Let me bring Ebony in.
Ebony, I want Cat.
Let me
right
bring
now.
Ebony.
Ebony, baby.
Okay.
Ebony,
okay,
baby, where's
well.
Cat?
Hello, Ebony. How are you doing this evening?
Joe needs to switch head out, Ebony, baby, and then he's calling.
Oh, I'm talking to you like you're my wife, honey. Okay?
Don't talk to your wife, okay? Chill out, guys.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that must mean her man must be listening to the archives. Oh, I'm so sorry, Ebony. Okay.
No, he's not listening to
Miss Empress, I am so sorry. What is it that you wanted to say, Miss Empress?
Well, I'm glad you're addressing me correctly and giving me the respect I deserve.
Okay. Well, you are you're more delusional than Cat.
I was just saying hi, really. I'm not really even contributing anything, but I have been listening, and as it's an American conversation, I don't know what I can add.
Oh, what happened to Cat Ebony?
Oh.
Why don't you just divide us like that, Ebony? Don't divide us like that.
It doesn't really apply so much to the UK, I guess. But, yeah. That's it, really. I just wanted to say hello.
An American conversation.
You cut out the last few seconds.
Oh,
yeah. What's an American conversation?
We're looking at new houses. The prices have gone up tremendously the past 3 years. Really, Ken?
What's going on in the U.S., so...
Oh,
okay.
I heard. Oh, what was it that happened in the U.S. just recently about new oppressive
rules?
Oh, I forgot. It's incredible. Wait a minute. Let me see if
what's incredible?
It. Some bullshit that they did in the U.K. just to make it, again, subservient to the New World Order.
Oh, really?
Oh. Let's see. Why are you finding that? Les Jackson says, we are bringing money on a daily basis. Uh-oh. We lost Joe. Okay, anyway. Go back. Dang it. We are bringing money on a daily basis, Eric. Remember, they are not playing with real money. Just IOUs and banks are lending money if you put your ducks in order. Okay?
Yeah.
Cat goes, we are looking at new houses. The prices have gone up tremendously in the past 3 years. Rob, as I've been listening, and I don't know where I've been listening to the chat, and Cat, I don't know where you get your facts from, but they are false, and I agree with that. This is not just here; it's worldwide. That's what Les Jackson said. And Kat says I can get a car loan financed at 125%. If you want that kind of rate, go ahead. 125%. Wow. Woo. But yeah,
all this stuff is an illusion anyway. All this stuff is an illusion. Money, all that. It's an illusion.
If you get a car financed at 125%, no.
Yeah, Mike.
No. Hold on. Let's bring Les in.
No.
All right, Mr. Les. No. All right, Les, you're on the air. Go ahead. Well, before you start.
Good afternoon,
before
everybody.
You start,
great
let me go
show,
ahead.
As always, Mr. Talk. And let me
okay,
let me collaborate on what
on
I was saying, because we have to understand that
Hold on for a minute. All right, y'all. We got 14 minutes left in the show. If you want to continue hearing the show live, just give me a call at 347-838-8622. We are going into overtime, and I'm going to drop a big bomb during the overtime session. So if you want to hear what it is, instead of hearing it on archives, hey, get on the lines, man. I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised about this one. But anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go right ahead, Les.
Okay. One thing, like I said, we have to realize the world is flipping into a global economy. The economy is not as bad as they're telling us it is. This is a whole fear factor product that they always have perpetrated and proliferated upon the people so that we feel and live in this state of fear, which is really perpetrating a fraud. You know, I kind of can agree with Kat on some things. Then there are some facts that I can't agree with. You know, I can agree with everybody. I can take a little bit from everybody. But when you look at what's going on, in America, it's not so much the Americas and all this great big debt that they keep telling us they're in. Because if you look at it, China's in debt, Europe is in debt, and everybody else is in debt. And what they do is they spend what they call virtual money. They give out IOUs to one another, and they'll never, ever pay each other off, and they know that. That's not the whole goal of economy. It's not that we live in a debt society. Your life is going to always be some form of a debt.
All right, Les.
Right, and the whole thing about economy, basically all this come down, all that money, all this system, all these electronic $1 billion, people got $1 billion in electronic accounts, it's a store on a computer with numbers on it. All this stuff is to control resources so we won't go chaotic. And unfortunately, no one in this world should be starving. No one in Africa, no human being in this world should be starving. And all of us are responsible for it. So all of this money and economy and stuff, it's all make-believe. Because in actuality, men or women are actually working and producing. That's what you actually see. Producing products for each other to use. But see, now you have to have a money system and someone at the top and someone at the bottom so they can control. So people, I want more than you, competition. I want more than you. I want to be, because it's fear. It does come down to fear. That's what greed. Greed stems from fear. If I can't give you nothing, because if I give you something, it's less that I'm going to have. And in the future, I may not have nothing in the future. So it's all fear. So all of this chaos.
So everybody believes that the economy is doing well. Is that right?
No.
I never said that. It's always in chaos.
No, I'm not talking about that. What's your definition of well? Les, you said that this is all a fraud perpetrated upon us to make us feel fear. What is it about it that's not true? In other words, what is it about the economy that you think is so strong?
You know what? Here's where the economy is strong.
Uh-huh.
If we get into the real economical game of the game, then we would find that it is strong.
In
we
what way?
We have more millionaires on an everyday base and have produced more multimillionaires year after year. It has not went down. Nobody
that's
has
true.
Ever lost. Watch, let me say this. Nobody has ever lost that has been a long-time investor in the stock market since the stock market first started.
Bullshit.
No, if you retired, in 08 and 09.
Here's where you're going to go to. Where all them people
the 401k,
exactly.
The Roth, they lost money in 2008 and 2007.
Hey, guys, one guy at a time, please. One at a time. I'm trying to hear all this.
Okay, so as I was saying, when you start looking at getting into economics, and this is what we must start empowering ourselves with, let's face the facts. They've been using money since the beginning of time.
Yeah, we know that. But the thing is, my question was, where do you think the economy is strong? And yes, we have more millionaires in other countries, but that's on a relative basis. The rest of the economy.
We have more millionaires
how many people are unemployed?
Other countries, brother.
How many people
right
are unemployed?
Here. Every day we are creating
how many? It doesn't matter
if
we have more than other
countries.
If we have, I think we have something like 10,000 millionaires.
Watch this. Watch this, brother.
Money is false security.
Watch this. Watch this. If you look at it, the private sector.
All right. Has anybody here studied economics? This is what I want.
Yes, I do. I mean,
you do.
Yes.
Okay, what you want to talk about? The sole core of economics is the GDP, gross domestic product. It's what if I was a caterer, each plate that I serve is a gross domestic product. It's
no,
going
it
to
isn't.
Get taxed.
No,
it
isn't.
Is. What are you talking about?
No.
All the trillions of products, all the trillions of products with all the billions make up the gross domestic product. What are you talking about?
Hey, no, just a question. Hey, I have a question.
Easy.
Can Les just finish saying what he was saying, and then, you can rebuttal it?
Okay.
Okay.
Please, I'm trying to hear all this.
All right, go ahead, Les.
Okay. You know, look, we talk about...
He's saying something about all the millionaires. There you go.
Okay,
all right.
And here's where I left off. Okay. Oh, Lord. Hey, I'm going to mute myself out.
Let's think about what he said. Let's trying to think about that shit.
No,
hold up.
I didn't even really hear it.
This man said, I don't know economics.
I'm not trying to talk through four or five people.
No, don't worry. Like Lo said,
so
I'm shutting up. I'll be quiet.
I'll let y'all say what
you want to say. Listen.
What about that one?
Now listen. I poured water on these dogs and calmed them down. They said, let Les talk. And now Les said, well, I don't got nothing to say right now. So you need to bring some, brother.
All right, go ahead,
I poured
Les.
Some cold water on these dogs.
Lo, I'm back now.
You ain't got to pour cold water.
So,
here it is, though.
So go ahead,
Les. When we start looking at it, if you start looking at economy and you start really looking at business, what we're talking about, and most of the time we spend ourselves talking about the public sector of business, but we forget there is a private sector of business that you don't hear about that is making hand over fist money. Matter of fact, point in fact, Beverly Hills, Michigan, which despite what Metro Detroit is going through, still has the most richest people per capita than anywhere in the United States. We're kicking out more millionaires here than ever before. So the economy is not bad.
Wait,
the economy right now is sick.
Uh-huh.
It is going to remain sick as long as we keep listening to the ideology that we're sick. Eventually, we will buy into that. Because
so
this
the economy
is
good.
Well,
bragging because you're a millionaire.
Hold
I hope
on,
the people that's
going to finish. Well, yeah, if you let them talk,
you
will never finish.
A millionaire, you can be comfortable. Whatever your goal, whatever floats your boat and satisfies your goal in life. That if that makes you happy, fine. You don't have to be a millionaire. I'm just using.
What's your definition of a good economy?
We're talking about billionaire, million-dollar companies and
okay, everybody's right. I'm not going to argue because it's just
bad, and all of that. It's not bad.
Okay,
I do agree with you.
Economy's good.
I do agree with you when you say there's no reason for people to not be able to eat in this world.
I didn't say that.
But then I also remember the scripture that tells me the poor you will have with you always. So that means that there are certain people that want to put themselves in a position of being poor or allow themselves to be funneled as poor and will not pull themselves up by their bootstraps. That's all.
Oh, shit. You lost me with the bootstrap bull crap. Now, I was on your team before that. You bring this
Obama-nomic
up in here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe. You can shut up a few minutes ago. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking.
So what, Dan? Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, Mike.
Well, I forgot what I was about to say. I'm lost in words now.
Oh,
boy.
All right, Dan.
I didn't lose words.
Had to get a mouthful.
That's amazing.
Well, I done lost what I was.
Hey, Lo, that cold water, man, it shook me up, man. I'm that cold water, man. Throw some more on me, Lo. Just throw a little bit more on me.
Wow. Okay. Anyway.
It was too lukewarm. Put some ice in that thing.
Oh, man. Well, Les had some very good points, man. You know, and he's honest. You know, you can only be as successful as you want to be, you know.
Right.
I agree with that. If it floats your boat to just have a median income and, you know, live to a point
and then
where
if you can be as successful as you
want to
be,
you
man,
talk.
You can pull
shut
yourself
up
by your bootstrap, you fuck.
Shut up.
You ought to be poured some fucking water on you, dog. There. Maybe hot water instead of cold water. Wow.
Well, that's going to make my little pink thing hang out then.
Oh, Lord. Oh, hear that happening? Right.
Hey, Lo. I remember what I was about to say, Lo. I remember what I was about to say. See, Les, you said something real interesting about Detroit. You said Detroit is pumping all the millionaires. But look at the community. How can they pump in all those millionaires and is it filtering back in the communities? Or those millionaires? I just want to say something. Let's get it straight. Private companies, those new private people became millionaires.
Right?
Private companies are not working with the government. Why those private companies are not helping building up Detroit because you bragging on all the millionaires. I see guys, but I see a lot of poor people struggling, though.
Well, watch it. Watch
be,
it.
Hey,
okay.
Mr. Chuck, I'm going to meet myself on that one.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
And you know what? It's
no,
not
you
bragging
good.
Up on anybody, but one thing you have to understand, I can't give a quarter to everybody that asks me for a quarter every day in the run of a day because, one, first of all, we have gotten into a mentality where we have become beggars and not workers. We sit back, we depend
on handouts
as opposed to getting it on our own. And if
you
build
up
a society that is giving back so
lackadaisical
and so lazy to where they won't
Mike is keeping quiet. I want the floor now. Detroit is a good microcosm of what the United States is. And Detroit, as you're talking about, if they have a bunch of millionaires, but you take a look at the bulk of Detroit, it's all fucked up. Same thing with America. Inflation has decimated people's household income. You have taxes that have been going up, decimating people's household income. You have millions of people unemployed. You have the millionaires, but they're rich, while the rest of the economy is going straight downhill. The way that you're describing the economy, you can describe that about Costa Rica, about Brazil, any of the other countries, that they have a lot of millionaires, but the rest of the country is shit.
You know what? And I say the same
thing.
And until you have actually studied economics, studied people who have been economists, know how the Federal Reserve actually works, everything is speculation.
Right. Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. They got their hand up. One. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
I don't even know if I try.
Okay.
I know. No one's going to let me talk, so I'll just listen.
Go ahead, Kat. Stop whining already.
What are you talking about?
I didn't. I thought they ran off.
Started the show talking about this pastor in Waco that got on. Women spending $300 on weaves when they have children by different men, and they're living on in a basically poverty level. Is that what was the beginning of your show?
Yes, that's what I started the show with.
Okay, that is a really good example of what's going on in America right now. People been thinking that not just poor people, but a lot of people living outside their means. That's what's going on. People have become so greedy and expect a higher standard of living other than the one they can afford. They're not able to make the adjustment to live within their means. That's not what we're teaching. So when you're talking about curriculum, you're talking about a set of values America has developed, in this generation especially. You know, people want things, but they want TVs, they want the big TVs, they want a car, they want to look good when they go out, they want the best furniture, they want new houses, but they think that they are entitled without working for it.
Right, but unfortunately, the American culture, and I understand what you're saying, and I'm not saying that people shouldn't work, I'm not saying that, Kat, but unfortunately, greed, capitalism, that's the American culture. It was founded like that. But I want to go back to what Les said real quick. Les, notice what you said.
Huh?
Well, Kat's got the floor now.
Yeah, they can't finish. They can't finish. Go ahead, Kat.
What I'm talking about is this idea of being, well, with socialism, that everybody's entitled to the same goods and services. But we're not all entitled to them if we don't have the income to buy them. What I'm supporting is socialism, not socialism. What you're supporting is socialism, not capitalism. So that's it.
You brought some ghost with you, Kat.
You got the radio.
Yeah, but that's also what the forefathers said, too. Other people are not privileged this thing. It wasn't started off by. But I just want to go and say something, though, Les. When you said about that, listen to what you said. You said people want to give you something. No, we were talking about the millionaires, private industry millionaires hopping back to the community. The first thing you said is someone putting a hand out. Well, we all going to need, listen, all of us need each other. Ain't nothing in this world you can do by yourself. So somebody going to give you a helping hand. I guarantee if you're successful in your business, I guarantee other people, your customers, there are other people and your partners helped you out to be successful.
But you know what?
There's no buts.
See, don't confuse the words.
I'm not saying.
Don't play on the words. Hold on, brother. Listen to yourself. because what you're playing on is what a handout is, and me doing business, producing a product or a service that I can trade off, which is economy, and use to barter or sell for a fair exchangeable price. Okay, when I talk about handouts, I'm talking about that young 16-year-old boy that is sitting there right now, that his curriculum has taught him that what he needs to do is stand at the corner store and ask me for a quarter or a 50 cent every time I walk up to the door. No, the curriculum that we're getting in America right now is a curriculum where we are following entertainers into falsehood, and they're making their money. And they sit back and they say, to hell with you, because you don't want to do anything in the first place.
Amen.
Well, the reason why they do it because...
Okay, you go on, Mike, you have your own show, damn it. What you're saying, Les, is absolutely true. And, Mike, what you said was totally false. Let me tell you, Michael Dell started selling computers out of the back of his car when he went to UT, and Mark Cuban, who is also a billionaire from Texas, he did not borrow any money to start his business, not a penny. He saved up his money and started the business in his bedroom. So when you say No, Michael, you make these statements all the time, these broad statements that are not true. I gave you an example. Two billionaires today who started out with nothing, just their ideas in their head.
Man, where did they get them ideas? Hold on. I know I had to crush this. No, she's challenging me. Let me tell you something, man. You're the problem of the world. Listen. You listen. You're the problem of the world. Nobody in this world, if they're a successful billionaire, got there by yourself. You can't say it.
What?
You can't. Man, you're crazy. Listen to what you're saying. You're the problem.
Everybody got to buy themselves.
Here's what I'm saying. You're the problem of the world. Where did he get his job from?
Can I say this?
You're the problem, man.
Where's the bombshell?
You're the problem, man.
Oh, you didn't say it a few minutes
ago. Okay?
Here you go.
Nobody gets there by themselves, but everybody has an idea or a product that others are willing to invest in. Because the whole key to investing is using other people's money and not yours.
There you go.
Exactly. So everybody,
real
exactly.
As you say you do, then you would understand that, of course, we're not independent. We are interdependent. But
exactly.
I cannot depend on nine. I said this yesterday. I cannot depend on nine broke friends if I've got $1 million product that they can't even put a penny into. That's reality.
Right, but you're going to depend on somebody else, though, right? So you're going to go search for somebody who you can depend on.
I'm agreeing with you again.
What you say, Joe?
I said people are agreeing with you.
No, I'm talking about what Kat said. Kat is not agreeing with me.
Say that people did not need other people.
No, she said I make these statements. No. What did she say?
Money.
No. This is what she said. She said that people got started on their own, and I say that's a lie. What are you talking about?
Well,
she's contradicting what I'm saying. What the fuck are you talking about, Joe?
That's not fully a lie.
Because you did get started.
You just sold your idea. You were able to sell your idea. You started on your own. Apple started
Eric, what's
in
the
garage.
Where did you get your idea from, sir? Where did you get your idea from, sir?
Barry Gordy started Motown Records by hustling records.
Okay, now.
Wow, yeah.
Now, as I say,
crazy shit.
The wrong person.
Hey, you better cut this shit out. I mean, hell.
Okay, you use it well, Mike. But anyway, all right. Here's the next story I want to talk about, because this kind of falls into what we were saying earlier about not being told the truth about everything. And those who are on the line, here it is. All right. FEMA preparing for the worst in Region 3. All right. According to the notice sent by Senator Sheldon R. Songstad, retired of South Carolina State, and published with a video which will be shown. Okay, don't worry about that. Anyway, emergency FEMA Region 3 alert. The government office obviously believes something big is coming.
Region 3 includes D.C., Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. Now, here's the interesting part about this. The preparations include 9-week training course for UN peacekeepers in CONUS to learn urban warfare, English, and U.S. weapon systems beginning the fourth week of July for 386,000 troops to be completed by October the 1st. They also ordered $11 million in antibiotics to be delivered to FEMA Region 3 by October the 1st, ordered by CDC. FEMA purchased orders of over $14.2 million for MREs and heater meals to be delivered to Region 3 by October the 1st. FEMA purchased orders for 22 million pouches of emergency water to be delivered to Region 3 by October the 1st. FEMA purchased orders for $13.6 million for MREs and heater meals to be delivered to Austin by October the 1st. And they ordered 2,800 MRAPs must be delivered to DHS by October the 1st. If you don't know what that is, that's a vehicle that they use. Now, so if you...
Eric.
If you... Yes.
That link doesn't work in the room. So,
okay. All right. Well, I didn't have it hyperlinked, so it probably have to write it down. But and you know, just use it in your search engine. But and it's all about this article I'm reading now. So now, if the government is so trustworthy and we're supposed to know everything, why haven't we been told about this? I mean, it hasn't been reported, you know.
Hold on, it just goes on,
huh?
Hey, first and foremost, everybody has been riding along or sitting at a train track, and they've seen all these mine resistant vehicles going across on these trains. You've seen them, but you never thought, what the hell are these goddamn? And I know it's after 4 o'clock, so I'm gonna say it like this: what the fuck are these goddamn anti mine vehicles doing in the United States? Where are you taking them to? Why does the Department of Homeland Security need a billion fucking bullets?
Uh-huh.
These people been ramping up for something for the longest. They fed you bits and pieces. Now it's about, some of the puzzle is about to come together. And people just don't want to realize it. You get the bullshit out of your mind. The person's talking about, the economy is great. Fuck the goddamn economy. Look at what the army is doing. Look at what the government is
about.
Wait a minute.
I haven't finished. The POTUS mandates to FEMA and DHS concerning support for metropolitan communities dealing with the extreme climate change must be complete by October the 1st. These mandates were issued during the last 3 weeks. Over 300 school systems in the U.S. have determined they need 3-day kits for each school and 3-day kits for each student to take with them. All deliveries are scheduled for the month of September. All National Guard units will complete riot control and disaster assistance training during this year's annual 2-week training. All units must have their training complete by September the 30th. Daily testing of the emergency broadcast system to begin on September 25th and run through October 2nd. Eastern-based Coast Guard units to perform massive group training, usually performed in the Gulf, in the Virginia and Delaware areas. This is a 10-day training mission to begin September the 26th.
Just one other thing.
Uh-huh.
To piggyback off what I first started saying when I first got on, I'm sure everyone on here has heard of the Emperor Nero.
Uh-huh.
The emperor that burned like 6 to 8 city blocks of Rome.
Uh-huh.
Everything that I said in the very beginning, that's why he did it. He did that to go into Jerusalem. He started the whole thing, and then he came up on the backside with the solution to the whole thing. And people trust their governments too much. Go back and do research, and you'll find that majority of the time people have died. They died due to their own governments.
Yeah, it's called genocide.
Okay. Now, can I make a comment real quick? I just want real quick.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay,
go ahead, real fast.
Okay. Make it quick.
Yeah, well, first of all, guys, I talked about this, and it could be one thing. If that's official, we don't know if that's official, but if that's official thing, it could be two things. One, they're worrying about the storms that's coming, hurricane season, because this is October hurricane season from the East Coast. Or two, October 1st is the fiscal year. Obamacare starts on October 1st. Right now in Congress, they're debating whether they're going to shut down the government or not to fund Obamacare. So remember,
Mike,
October 1st is the fiscal. Huh?
Here's the point that you made. It's only that it's only D.C., Delaware,
right.
Virginia, West Virginia. It's
Maryland.
Only in that part of the country. If
exactly.
that was the case, then it would be the whole country.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. Stop. When they shut down the government, hold on. I didn't mean that. See, Lo, stop trying to start something. Stop trying to start something, Lo. You know I didn't mean like that. Mr. Talk know what I meant. He know me now. But anyway, I want to say, look, when the government shuts down and people start protesting, it's going to be in D.C. People are going to be protesting. If they start the government that people don't get their checks and stuff like that, and Obamacare,
and
you have these radicals.
Huh?
Right. No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying people are going to protest Congress. It's the fiscal year. It's the budget. That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I'm saying. So
I am so tired of hearing this and that is going to shut the government down, going to shut the country down. Oh, the debt ceiling.
Well, when I was in the military, they did it. When I was in the military, they shut it down.
It was all.
And I was worried about getting my paycheck.
And you knew, and they knew they were going to pay you because there were no outlets.
Yeah, I knew that.
The thing is, all those crackheads and those drug addicts that they have up in Washington, D.C., and Michael, you told a lie. We don't vote people in because of their brains. We vote them in because we tend to like them more. That's all.
I agree with that.
It's a popularity contest.
Right,
and,
right.
Hey, you can...
Well,
we should. I beg to differ, and I'll tell you why. I think that... Well, actually, I'm sorry, I take that back. I think that you're very correct, and I'll tell you why. You're absolutely correct. We should at the least get a civics teacher to come in and to sit down and to discuss the civics part of our government and get answers from that. We don't need to go and get somebody from that was a partner or a cousin to somebody in Goldman Sachs or whatever and say, well, you know, this is our new whatever head of the government or whatever. That's exactly what they're going to do.
Uh-huh.
They go and get somebody that whose daddy was cousins to this person and that person. Nepotism all around. It's all families and friends and partners from the old boys club. That's all it is, you know. And we're the ones left with the bill and the empty bag at the end of the day. I mean, damn, we all serve the military. If any one of us would have gotten out and said, "Oh yeah, hey, I feel fine. I'm not hurt. I don't think I'm crazy or anything like that." You get absolutely nothing. They can go up, fuck around in Washington for 4 to 8 years, and will get money for the rest of their life. And they star asshole will get money too. Just
and never strap up a boot for this country. And never strap up a boot for this country. Never. And like you said, Lo, before, you said there's too many lawyers. I agree. They crooks. They antisocial. Too many businessmen and lawyers. Just because
right.
You understand the Constitution,
that
don't mean nothing.
The story, because that link doesn't work. So what's the headline of the story?
Here comes this asshole.
FEMA preparing for the worst in Region 3. Why?
FEMA preparing
right,
for the worst in Region 3.
Yeah,
can't
put it in the chat.
If you were on any social media, you would
up,
have that by now.
Shut
you would have that
fuck
by
up.
Now, Joe. Since you're so behind, you would have it.
You know what? Shut the fuck up.
I can't do that.
You can't?
I can't do that.
Well, I can't either.
But,
okay.
But like I say, though,
Before y'all get going about the other direction, Les, was there something you had to say?
Well, I want to invite everybody to go to stopthecrime.net. There is a link that was put out by Dennis Bushnell, which is the chief scientist at NASA, about the global plan for what they want to implement upon the people. especially here in the United States, by 2025. They talk about this drone thing that we see going on. It's not by chance. The chemicals that they are spraying down upon us, it's not going to be, it's not by chance. It's not by chance while we're doing what we're doing right now. All of this has already been plotted out. They just built and they have 800 FEMA prisons that are geared to hold 50 million people right now.
Wow.
Okay?
And yep,
if you sit back, you can download this document because it's like 200-300 pages. But I want you to focus on page 93 because page 93 lays out some things that they are implementing and that we see happening right now. It's not by chance that this thing is tearing down and breaking down like it is. This was already said, and he said this back in 2001. The document was never supposed to be leaked to the public. Now we have access to it.
What is what started the unfair franchise?
Go to stopthecrime.net. It's the Nassau report, and the name of the report is The Future War. And it has curricula for 2025. And they orchestrated this back in 2001. It was never supposed to be even in public's hands. And one of their scientists, who was fired, by the way.
the rogue scientist.
And leaked this thing out. And now we have access to it. When you read it, it is going to blow your mind on the plans that they have for us as people in America. I'm telling you, they got an agenda out here, man, that you just wouldn't believe is going on, and it has nothing to do with a conspiracy.
Is he dead? Is the scientist dead? Is he dead?
I'm going to send you the link. I think I have the link on my website, but I will send you the document. You can just contact me at opentalkwithlesjackson
@yahoo.com.
I will be more than glad to email you a copy of that document, and believe me, I just seen somebody put a conspiracy theory. This is no conspiracy. This is real. It's live and it's going down right now.
Like I said, is the scientist, is he dead by now? He should be dead by now.
No, he's not dead. No. But Burnell is still one of the head chief scientists at NASA. The guy that made this statement
NASA,
in front of the
NASA?
Committee. This was a conference held by NASA to the government.
Did you say NASA or Nassau?
NASA. Remember, NASA doesn't just deal in outer space. This is what we have to realize. NASA does a whole lot more than just deal with outer space issues. But they deal with a lot of technological issues that we are involved in. And so when you read this report, you'll understand, you'll start seeing things in a whole different light. I just got it, I've started reading it, and it's just blowing me away the stuff that they have planned for us, and they won't tell us, and they've been asking the president. Just like the president.
Well, the humans control the technology, though. Humans will always control the technology.
Watch this. The president said in a conference the other day, he says, "You may not believe it, but we're about to start sending drones over your house." And everybody in the press room started laughing. He said, "Hold on, I'm not joking." And didn't smile, didn't grin.
Right.
Why? Because what he was telling us was the truth. But media wanted to laugh as if it was a joke. He says, "I'm not joking." Imagine. So what he was doing is he was warning us. He's forewarning us. Because we probably, for the first time, have a president that really have some kind of feeling. And he's forewarning us that the government getting ready to come down, they getting ready to break some stuff off on the brother's butt. And we better take it.
But don't you know the people control the, don't you know they had to renew
Where
the Patriot Act?
Where you go with that,
Act?
Man? Get out of here.
No, no, no. I'm saying the next time they had to renew the Patriot Act, won't us as people know and we nods, and I agree with you, won't
no,
the next
no.
time we knew it?
Okay, now let me explain.
They had to renew it, though. They had to renew it, though.
Let's hold up, Les. You gave all your spiel. Watch this. Now, first things first. Now, a lot of those guys, a lot of the people that go to the White House, the press people, a lot of them already know, hey, there's certain things you're going to clap on, certain things you're going to laugh on, certain things you ain't going to say a damn thing about. Either way. So, hey, the man come out, he said, well, with a straight face, well, we're about to start sending drones over y'all. Everybody, he was like, no, I'm serious. It was all supposed to be a jovial moment, but only thing they wanted to do is, since we're all the prisoners, they wanted to throw a kite out there, and they want you to pick it up and see it. They want you to see this. Because, hey, we already told you, and when it starts happening, you already have been told. It's already, the grain has been planted. And so now, they're just waiting for the crops to come up.
Hitler said the best way to take over people is to gradually integrate things into the system that they can see, but they won't see it, because we're going to tell them exactly what we're doing. It just goes to show. We'll put blinders on, and then you said something about the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act does not apply, because the last thing he said in that conference, and you can look at that Obama conference, the last thing he sat back and said during that press conference was, there is no law that can stop us from sitting back and looking down within your home and spying upon you, and there's nothing that you can do.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can, because everybody, let's say everybody, hypothetically, theory, if everybody who voted for Obama this election went against and say, we don't want the Patriot, we don't want no drones over America, the people can change it if we voted. But hold on, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. So when they renew it, maybe we can protest. Maybe we can have them protest the Patriot Act.
The Patriot Act.
Excuse me?
They're flying now. Obama just let you know. We've already put in place a stipulation where you cannot.
The reason why we have
drones
is because of the Patriot Act, man.
Why do you think? Why
Michael,
do you think they're
no.
testing these drones now over in these foreign countries? Only to bring them
foreign
here.
Foreign countries? Are you serious? Man, listen. Why do
look,
you
look,
all
let
think
me, Wait a minute, Lowe. I don't know about foreign countries, because we got drones flying over here all the time.
Exactly. why do you think Christopher Donner happened?
Right, and the reason why they're doing it is because of the Patriot Act, man.
No. Let me help Mike to something. Mike, you saying, well, when it comes up for renewal, we can stop it. No, we can't, because you know why? We not going to know when they renew it.
Yes, you do. You can go online and see when they renew it. Y'all lying to people, man.
Are you crazy, man? They will bring more chaos. Hang up, damn it. They will bring more chaos for you to think about than to be worried about a damn Patriot Act. I guarantee you that.
That's right.
These people thought of this stuff 40 freaking years ago, man. This stuff ain't new to them.
Here's something
it's
else.
It's been in their plan.
What would happen, and see, they already preparing for the world to go into a signification of peace, of world peace, because they know it's a deception plan. They say, what do we do when we break the pact and the people really find out that we really weren't going for peace, we were going for domination? Come on now. I mean, we got to start really thinking about this stuff that they really doing out here, because it goes a lot deeper than what we're talking about.
I already know it all. I already know that Mr. Talk has one. I don't know if you have one. Let's do yourself a favor and get yourself a King James Version Apocrypha, and you read Second Esdras, and everything that you're talking about, you'll see it. I'm telling you what I know.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
it's there. But I want to give you some government documentation so
you
know what your government, your government,
if you
want to
know about a government turning it on its people, get the book of Josephus, War Against the Jews, and you will see it. People living in harmony, and the only thing those people that were against them had was, hey, well, we don't like how they live. They look down on us because they don't live how we do. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's
and
right.
There you go. And I agree. I agree with you on it. I agree with you, brother. I'm not going to dispute you on that one. I agree with you.
All right, y'all.
Like I say, this plan,
I don't know what you guys were talking about, but I was doing the research on that bombshell that Eric laid down. And that is a bombshell if that is fucking true. We are in some deep shit.
Yes.
I'm about to liquidate everything.
Have you downloaded it? You can download it yourself. They offer a free copy. You can download the entire document for yourself. Take your time because I am dissecting this thing.
I downloaded the document. I downloaded the video. Okay.
This thing is.
All right.
I mean, they got some spooky shit.
And I agree with Mike
up.
What he said before. There are two potential reasons for why this is happening. But again, it's still a part of the problem reaction solution.
Yeah.
This is the bullshit that is a result of the bad economy, not the good one. The bad economy.
The facade. Not the facade, huh?
No. Okay.
And Joe, I know that you're agnostic, but I'll leave you with this one. It was said in the scriptures that in the last days, everything will seem to be normal and fine. People will be shopping and having a good time and everything. And that's when all the chaos will come.
Look out now.
They don't want to have people prepared. It's going to be like the atomic bomb. All of a sudden you wake up, you see the mushroom cloud. Instead of the mushroom cloud there, though, what's it going to be? It's going to be fucking FEMA soldiers.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's crazy to me because I'm thinking, you know, let's be honest. Not too many people, me, maybe Mr. Talk, a couple other people, can distinguish an American white guy from an actual European. If I see a Russian guy, I'm going to know this is an Eastern Europe guy, a Russian guy, whatever, because I just know these things. But if you see this guy in military garb and he comes to your home and his English might be just a little broken, you're not going to think about that. Only thing you're going to think about is these soldiers are at my home and I have to do what they say. And
they're here
come
for my protection.
Absolutely. And that's
spoken Russian accent.
To the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's also what was told to the people after Nero lit up those cities, those districts. Oh, we're just going to put the troops there in your community for your protection to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Right. There's a reason why Posse Comitatus was enabled. Because we didn't want the militarization of police, and we didn't want the fucking military on our soil because it would have meant a coup d'etat, and which is what's going on now. I don't think anything super serious is going to happen by October 1st because I think this is probably a training exercise, but it's a huge training exercise. When you first mentioned regions, Eric, there were supposed to have been five regions that the communists and supposedly the Illuminati wanted the United States to be broken up into. So that kind of got me a little bit leery, you know. I'm saying, oh, fuck, I hope that bullshit that we've been hearing about all these years isn't coming true. But then when I listened to you read that document, read part of the document just now, downloaded the video, and since it's hopefully it is a hoax because this is sent by a senator. I want to find out. I want to go to that senator's website and I want to see if he's warning people.
That's a lady, right? I think that was a lady.
Yeah, it was a lady. Yeah.
No, the lady was reading it. I think the senator might be.
I think
the senator might be a guy. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. And I'll tell you one other thing. One other thing, the way that they're going to get the quote unquote Christians up to date is their pastors will tell them to do exactly what the government says.
Oh, they're paid to do that.
Exactly. Why else would the government?
Let me hip you to something. Hip you. You know how that tax exempt status came for the church? I'm gonna tell you how. Because Delano Roosevelt wasn't happy because back then the churches were highly involved in the political process. So in order to get them to stay out of it, he came up with the offer that we can make tax exempt. Which in turn
The law was passed that if you become a tax exempt organization, you cannot get involved in any politics. And that's how that came about. But nobody is going to tell you that. You know, everybody says, get tax exempt. That's the good thing. That's the good thing. But no, there was a agenda behind allowing that to happen.
Absolutely.
That, yeah.
That's that would be considered a gift, right?
Yeah.
In a sense. Okay. The reason why I said that is because scripturally speaking, it's not wise or good to always take a gift.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, y'all. On that, we're gonna go ahead and close out today. And of course, I always let y'all get y'all last words in. So we're gonna start with Mr. Les. You up, sir?
Well, you know what? I just hope everybody sits back. You check out that website. Also, you can check out the Iron Mountain Report. Look at that. But I was waiting for the big announcement, so I'm going to stand by. I want to hear the big announcement.
I gave you the big announcement.
What? This wasn't
big
enough?
Oh, wow,
man. Hear the big announcement again, because I didn't hear the big announcement. I went to the store, so I didn't hear the big announcement.
Oh. Holy shit.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking announcement do you need, Les? Jeez, I mean, you didn't hear
Les.
It. All right. Okay.
Les, there's a link in the chat room. Kat put it out there before it was news. Opinion conservative, you know, FEMA preparing for the worst in Region 3. That was the big bomb right there. Go ahead and download that, and you'll see exactly what we were just talking about. Okay?
Yeah, what were you thinking I was downloading?
I'm doing it now. I got to make sure Kat don't be using no conspiracy theories.
Oh, this is supposed to be.
I guarantee
people are going to think of this as a conspiracy. That's why I'm saying I want to check out the senator's website, the ex-senator, I think he is.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Les?
No. Go ahead. Great show, man.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later. All right, Mr. Lowe.
Yes, sir. I'll be the first to say I know I'm not perfect or anything like that.
No shit.
Exactly. If I curse and I come back and I say something that I've found to be prophetically sound through Scripture, then, hey, don't fault me. Fault the Word for being true. Anyway, only thing people have to do is sit back and you know, hey, Joe, maybe you don't believe, but just read a little bit of it, because this stuff was prophetically sound and prophesied over 2,000 years ago to be true, and all of it is happening right now. It's kind of crazy that you would prophesy something and it actually happens. You know, the Muslims have their book, but their book doesn't prophesy anything.
Mm-hmm.
So just check that book out, and also get yourself a King James Version Apocrypha. Put those two together, and everything that they just talked about as far as why things are happening the way they are, you will see them. You can't help but see them. Your government is not for you. It's not even your government. Every government and every empire that has had a government has been known as being the beast.
Ooh.
And I'll just leave you with that. Read it for yourself. Don't take anything I say for truth. Read it and check it out for yourself.
All right, sir. Thank you much. All right. Joe, it's your turn.
Well, I have to tell you, this is a bombshell. I'm going to do a little bit more research into it, and this is what the conspiracy theorists have been talking about. Okay, this is the beginning of the end, as far as I'm concerned, because if on October 1st these exercises are going to commence, and there are going to be FEMA soldiers lined up around D.C. or around this region, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get a passport. And I'm leaving it at that. I'm not saying anything else. We are in archives. This can be downloaded. I'm not saying anything else. I'm just getting a passport.
Right. All right. All right, sir. Is that it?
That's it.
All right.
And thanks for the announcement, because that's an important one.
Oh, why, thank you. I thought it was.
It is.
Yeah, it caught me like that, too.
It's a wow.
Joe, Lo want to know, why don't you have a passport?
Lo, why don't you go fuck yourself? Put him back on the line so you can say, fuck you, too, Joe. That'll make him, that'll satisfy him. Then he'll,
okay.
You know,
all right.
Pour water on that door.
Your line is open. Lo? He may be gone. Okay, he may be gone now.
Oh, poor guy. He had the opportunity to say that, and he didn't do it. Oh, he's going to be all, his knickers are going to be all up and twitched now. Wait till tomorrow when he has to unwrap his knickers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, his diapers are going to be so tight. Oh, shit.
Okay. All right, Joe. Talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, see you tomorrow.
All right. Okay, the topic for tomorrow's show is resolution and forgiveness. Which one is more important? Now, that should be another hot one, y'all. And this should be another hot one for sure. All right. The only thing I want to say is, man, you know, it's fine to believe in the government. That's what you want to do. But believe with your eyes open, not with your eyes closed. Okay? Because what looks good on the surface, if you dig a couple of feet down, you'll find a whole lot of different animals down there that you didn't even know existed. And that's all it is. That's all it is. You know, the curriculum or the agenda that we're being fed is what they want us to believe. But there is a time when that comes when you have to question and research and find out the truth for yourself. Yeah, you know, we talk a lot here, and some of it is conspiracy theory. That's true. But if it gets you to thinking and gets you to researching, then I have accomplished the objective of my show. Open your mind up to what's really going on. Okay? All right. Well, that's it for me today. I want to say thank you to everybody for participating in the show. You know, without you participating, I wouldn't have a show. I want to say hello to Refine and Design, and I missed you earlier, but welcome. All right, Cat GGT183, Shell Bell. Man, we had a lot today, but I want to say thank you to everybody because without you, my show wouldn't be nothing. Let's see. I think I told you tomorrow. Well, I think I'm just about to run out of stuff now. All right. So just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. And remember, if you haven't forgiven yourself, there's no way you can actually forgive someone. All right. Well, until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, this has been Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk. And you know what else, y'all? Tomorrow, resolution or forgiveness, which one is more important? That's about it. Oh, if anybody knows the whereabouts of the Goofy, tell him he needs to contact me. All right. Other than that, y'all, I'm out of here. We're going to leave you with the song of the day, I Want to Be Rich by Calloway. Y'all have fun. I'm out. Yeah.